Enter 1 for yes or any other digit for no.
Commitment. All or nothing. But you can't be committed to something that you're not passionate about. See, it takes two steps there. Okay? And the passion is the first one. Then the commitment. Now, folks, when I say commitment, you got to be committed when it comes time to set your appointments. You got to be committed when it comes time to overcome objections. You got to be committed when it comes time to sit down at the kitchen table. You got to be committed, you know, when you don't feel good and you got to go on the appointment. I mean, just on and on and on. The commitment and involvement is two different things. Most people in their lifetime will get involved in Boy Scouts, church groups, civil organizations, you know, you name it. But they never really just let it all hang out and commit to something, all or nothing. See, that's what it takes to be successful. That's the winning edge, the attitude, then the passion, the commitment, folks, then the coachability. Now, the coachability is a tough one. You know, again, I was on a call yesterday, and I'll have so many people that say, well, you know, if I could have this, and I'll give you an example. There's so many people that come on, they say, man, if I could just get me some leads in my area, okay? Well, folks, let's be real. Now, I'm not going to get into a discussion and try to discourage anybody or encourage anybody, but let's just be real. NAA was formed out of necessity, all right? And Philip Hudgens is one of the owners of the company. There's three of us. And Philip Hudgens lives in Danville, Virginia. When everybody's home, chickens, dogs, cats, cows, horses, everybody, there's 40,000 people now in 2006. I've been doing this for 23, 24 years now. Okay? Bottom line, folks, how many people do you think it's left in Danville that I hadn't already sold? If I sat here in Danville, Virginia, waiting on 10 leads a week to keep me busy as an individual, I would still be a very small company because we get about 2 leads every 6 months in Danville. Okay? But I can go 1 hour in one direction, and I can be in Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. It's probably 5 million people. I don't know. 7. I don't know what the number is. It's crazy. 2 million. Pick a number. Bigger than Danville. I can go another hour in another direction, and there's High Point, Greensboro, and Winston-Salem, another 2 million. I can go another hour back up the highway. I got Lynchburg. I got Charlottesville. I can go 2.5 hours. I got Richmond. Okay? I mean, it goes on and on and on. So, folks, you know, people say, well, man, if I just had the leads, I'd be successful, and I could run $5,000 a week in production, and I could go out there and compete with these big boys, but they can't get me any leads in my area. That's not commitment. Commitment is, I'm going to take care of my family, come heck or high water, wherever I got to go. Now, this isn't a lecture on running leads, folks, but here's what I want you to understand. Out of Danville, Virginia, where the whole thing started from, folks, guess how much production we run this week? Almost $2.7 million, $2.69 million in premium out of Danville. You say, no, one out of Danville. It's Danville, it's Burlington, it's Florida, yeah, it's 49 states. That's where it's at. But how did we get to 49 states? By all of us sitting around whining about not getting the leads in Danville? Or by taking them and going where the leads were? See, folks, that's commitment. That answers a lot of your questions and handles a lot of your problems if you're committed enough to do what it is long enough to make it happen, boom, it's done. Okay? Now, are you going to do that forever? No. You recruit by day, sell by night. Recruit by day, sell by night. See, the whole time I'm running back and forth to Raleigh and Durham, and I'm looking for somebody that will take that off my hands so I can go in a different direction. And all I need is one key person. Now, guess where I find the one key person? I'll hire one that knows one, it's got a sister, it's got a brother, it's got a cousin, it's got an uncle, and all of a sudden, boom, out pops an Adam Katz, or boom, out pops a Mark Womack, or boom, out comes a Ralph, or Kyle, or whoever. You find them deep, folks. If I told you stories of these people that I just mentioned, and how we went from this one to this one to this one to this one to this one, some of them 13, 14 generations deep, to find the one that pops a head up. That's commitment. See, if I went back and told you stories, by rights, folks, by rights, there's nobody on this phone that can complain any more than the individual talking to you. I should have been out of the insurance business years ago. I almost went bankrupt 3 times. Okay? But the passion, the commitment, what I was fighting for, it just would not allow me to give up. There was no quit. All right? So, number 3, coachability. The things that I just said, folks, those are the things you're going to have to do. The things that your manager, that your upline, that your mentor is saying to you every day, and the things that you're questioning every day, why fight it? You're going to have to do it. You're going to pay the price for success, and you're going to pay it in advance. There's no easy way. There's no easy way. Okay? Bottom line, folks, I'll tell you one quick story. There was a gentleman that was in the business prior life for me, insurance business. His name was Bob Turley. Bullet Bob Turley pitched for the New York Yankees, 7-time World Series, Cy Young Award winner in 1956. Unbelievable. Played with Hank Aaron, you know, all of them. Okay? This guy came into the insurance business, and I've heard his story, been to his house, met his wife, knew his family, I mean, on and on and on. The legacy that he's built and that he's left behind is unbelievable. He had one palm tree in the front of his house that he told me cost more than he ever made in any year pitching baseball. He never made a salary in any year pitching baseball that would pay for that tree. Now, think about that, folks. But he said, you're going to pay the price, and you're going to pay it in advance. And you know where he paid his price? In baseball. He said, you don't want to know when we were back on the road and these stories and these nightmares and this and the dumps we had to pitch in and, the, you know, getting thrown out and blah, 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 to become Bob Turley, to become Bullet Bob Turley. But once I became Bullet Bob Turley and once my integrity and once my credibility and once all of that happened, insurance was a piece of cake because all I had to do was call you up, Philip, and say, this is Bob Turley, man. How you doing? Talked to you last week. Just wanted to come by and give that grandson one of them baseballs autographed. You going to be home? Sure. By the way, while I'm there, I'm going to need to talk to you a little bit about your insurance. Is that okay? Absolutely, Bob. Come on by. Boom. He never had a problem getting in the door because of who he was. But his price was paid prior to coming to the company and coming into the business. Folks, that's the coachable part. The person or the individual that is leading you right now, listen to them. Pay close attention to them. They have no reason whatsoever to lead you in the wrong direction, folks, because their well-being, along with your well-being, is directly affected on the decisions that they're making to help you succeed or fail. Be coachable. If somebody says stand in the corner for 10 minutes, stand in the corner for 10 minutes. Most of you start, why? Why have I got to do this? Why have I got to do that? What do you mean do this? What do you mean do that? They want to say, because I said so, but they don't. They're very nice. They're very polite. They work with you. They cultivate. And the answer is, because I said so. Do it. Make a change. Be coachable. See, here's my point on coachability, folks. What you've done in your life to this point has got you to where you're at. If you're happy, you're happy. Be happy. But if you're not, change. Change means be coachable. You know, you may look, and I'll pick one. Okay, you may look at a Fitzgerald. Okay, Fitz is my buddy. I can talk about Fitz. You may say, you know what? He tells us to do this, 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 and this. But dadgummit, he don't do it. So I don't think I'm going to do it. Well, that's real smart, folks, to make a decision like that and not know over the last 7, 8, 10 years the price that young man's had to pay. How many of you have uprooted your family and moved clear across the United States and relocated in a town and didn't even know how to get to the grocery store? See, how many of you paid that price? How many of you have sat there and did everything you know how to do, folks, and it didn't work, and you weren't making money, and you know, he says that his income was ATM. He'd go get the money out of the credit card. See, how many of you put the stuff on the credit card? How many of you rode in the car when they stole the grill in the neighborhood that you moved into because you didn't have an idea you moved into the wrong neighborhood? How many of you rode the car and you reach up and there's no handle there to hold on to? See, I remember Fitz picking me up at the airport and there's no handle up there to hold on to when he's turning the curve, about to turn me over, because his brother just jerked it off the car. It was an accident, okay? And they only had one car, and they walked to work. And on and on and on. And, you know, I could put anybody's name that you see in the limelight right now. Ralph Simpson. Man, if you ever listen to any of this guy's stories, he couldn't make this stuff up. The guy came here from another country. He still can't speak the language. Bless his heart, love him to death. Okay? But you know what I'm saying? It's overcoming adversity. I mean, I remember hearing about his Volkswagen. He had to get out and push the thing up a hill. You know? And all these stories. He got a camera and convinced people he was a photographer and trying to make $2 that day so they could buy milk. I mean, folks. And then when they ask you to do something, or they lead you in a direction, or they give you some instruction, you say to yourself, they're not doing it. They have done it. They're not going to tell you wrong. They have done it. Be coachable. Be coachable for once in your life. And credibility. I mean, these people have integrity, and they have credibility, and they treat people the way they want to be treated. Very simple concept. That's credibility, folks. So if you bundle it up there, from your attitude, your passion, your commitment, your coachability, and your credibility. Those things are the difference in winning and losing. That's the winning edge. Okay? That's the secrets. That's what everybody's looking for. But it's not convenient. It's not easy. It's not just obtainable just because you think about it occasionally. It's not, folks. And here's the second step. Once you reach that, then you can truly set your goals. Now, a goal is not just something you think about or just something you make up or just something you want to do when it's convenient. It's live or die, folks. It's live or die. That's a goal. That's something you're working for. All right? And there's six steps. And I'm going to cover those six steps, and then I'm going to get to some closing points. All right? But those six steps, folks, you can't get those down until you get these other four out of the way. See, some people try to put the cart before the horse. But a goal, if you got to fix in your mind, number one, exactly what it is you want. Now, let me explain that a little bit, folks. That's a tough one. I want a new car. Okay. What kind of car? What kind of wheels are going to be on it? What model is it? What color is it? What color is the interior? Does it have a CD player? Does it have one of the DVD players? Will it do this? Will it do that? What is it exactly you want? See what I'm saying, folks? That's a goal. Now, that could be money. It could be premium. It could be sales. It could be recruits. It could be anything you want. See, I'll bet you one thing. I'll bet you if you looked at last month's leaderboard, Fitzgerald had a determination and a goal when it came to recruiting. Over 100 recruits in a month, doubled the next person to him. The boy's on a mission. The man's on a mission. Okay? The man's on a mission. I promise you, there's a goal there. There's something specific. He didn't just by accident hit 100. It didn't happen by accident. It was planned out. He was passionate about it. He was committed to it. He was very coachable. He got credibility. His attitude was right. And he specifically nailed it. Boom. It happened. Now, guess how long he's been working on that goal. And I ain't even talked to Fitz about this. I'm getting ready to see him in about a few hours. Okay? Folks, there's no telling. It could have been 6 months working up to this. Could have been 6 months in his mind doing this and doing that and working this and getting in position, boom, to hit it. Okay? But the key is he was committed and he didn't give up. And he didn't back off. So fix in your mind, folks, exactly what it is you want. Premium. I want to do $10,000 in premium this week. Okay? Then it comes to step number two. Determine exactly what you intend to give in return to get it. It's amazing, folks. If you'll put a T on a piece of paper, put your goals on one side and put what you're willing to give up on the other side, and the other side is empty, your goals never happen. No pain, no gain. Don't pay the price in advance. Don't reap the rewards. It's that simple. Well, what do you mean I got to give up something? I didn't realize that. Time, energy, effort, time away from your family, money, number of appointments, all of that, folks, is the price you're going to pay to get $10,000 in premium this week. See, those people turning in $23,000 and $27,000, are they any smarter than you? No. Are they any prettier than you? No. Do they put their pants on one leg at a time just like you do? Yes. Are they human beings? Yes. I mean, did they grow up in the same neighborhoods? Yes. Did they have the same problems with the parents and the sisters and the brothers and the friends? Yes. Did they have a problem when they was getting ready to get on the airplane to leave? Did the wife call and say that, you know, the water's running over in their bathtub or something? Yes. But you know what? They had a goal. They knew exactly what they needed to do, and they determined exactly what they'd given in return, and they said, you know what? Call a plumber. I'm out of here. Because we determined that I got to do it. And you know what, baby? I'm going to make enough money to pay for the plumber. Don't you worry about the bill. Just call the plumber. Because I'm out of here. Now, some people say, oh, Lordy me, I got to go home and fix my water pipe. No, you don't. Call the plumber. You see what I'm saying, folks? What will you give up? Now, I can't tell you the times that I've been down the highway, tears in my eyes, crying because I missed the birthday party for my grandson, or I missed the birthday party for my daughter. Folks, you say, well, that's cold. Well, I don't think that's so cold. My grandson this year for his birthday got a $20,000 batting cage so he can go play baseball and be a professional if he wants to. Now, am I bragging? No, I'm telling you, pay the price in advance, get the results in the end, folks. Determine what you're willing to do to get what you want and what you need and the things for your family. See, if he wants to be a professional baseball player, Papa says he's going to do everything in his power to make it happen. That's what I'm saying. What will you give to get? Now, number three, establish a definite date of when it's going to take place. Okay? I'm going to do $10,000. I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to get a new car. Okay, great. When? I'm going to make $1 million. Great. When? Definite date and time. See, if you're 23 years old and you work for 45 more years in your life, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, you'll make $1 million. But it's not the same impact if you go ahead and make $1 million in 1 year and get it over with. You can do a lot more things with it up front. So a definite date when it's going to take place. Number four. Create a definite plan and begin at once. Just like we tell our clients, folks, we are not promised tomorrow. Begin at once. Okay? This is a tough one to talk about. But, folks, a buddy of mine came by the house Sunday. He called me up. Been knowing him for years. Okay? Works with a guy that does painting all over Danville. Very successful guy. And he's one of this guy's one of the best painters in Danville. About my age. Okay? And been knowing him for years. Came to my other house, man, years ago. Met me, met my family, you know. And he called me up. He said, Big Phil. He said, I need to come by and see you, Bo. He said, Ricky, who's my cousin, he was talking to me. He said, I really need to come by and see you. I said, well, man, come on by and see me. No problem. So he pulls up and my cousin's son is driving him because he doesn't have a driver's license. Now, I don't know why he lost a driver's license. I'm not going to get into that, okay? But he gets out of the car, man, and he hugs my neck, and he's got his daughter with him, and he's got his two grandchildren with him. It's a true story, folks. It just happened Sunday. And he said, man, I wanted to show them your place. He said, this is unbelievable, because he had come over, and he had painted the addition to our house with the guy that I hired to do it. And he said, there's nothing like this. And I'm not talking about my house, folks. Please don't misunderstand this story, okay? But he says, I want to show them something because people don't believe it's anything like this in Danville. And they went around in awe with their mouth open and blah, 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 blah. And that's not the point of the story, okay? But I want you to know, when we walked out of there, he looked over at his daughter and he said, you know what? He said, one day I'm going to do this for you. And folks, that ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. The guy's my age. He's 50 years old. Now, it'd happen if he'd get into something like what we're into. It could happen. But if he continues to drink and ride around and hang with the people he's hanging with and do what he's doing, it ain't going to happen. And his daughter looked at him like, yeah, Daddy, I understand. And she's got two grandchildren, same age as my grandchildren. Now, am I saying I'm any better than that guy? No, don't misunderstand that. What I'm saying, folks, is he's floundering around. There's no game plan. He hadn't begun. He hadn't set his goals. He hadn't been committed to it. He's not passionate about it. He's happy-go-lucky, weekend to weekend. And you know what? That doesn't make him a bad guy. But, you know, I don't want to have to pull up in Fitz's driveway to show my grandbaby something. You don't either, folks. But you know what? You're not promised tomorrow. What's wrong with today? Why can't we get started now, immediately, and make a difference? You know, your goal is to lose weight? Okay, I'm going to do it December 31st, January 1st. We own it. I'm on a diet. Between then and December, you gain another 200 pounds. Why not start today? Maybe you did in December. Definite game plan. Begin at once, folks. Write the goals out clearly and precisely. Folks, I know this is not stuff you have not heard. But you know what? It's the winning edge. It's what you need to hear. Clearly and precisely write them out. Put them in front of you. For me, on number 5, share them with somebody that cares enough about you to hold you accountable for these goals. Okay? For me, that's my wife. That's my family. For you, I don't know who it is. But somebody's got to. If it's not shared with somebody, it's a whole lot less important. Okay? So what I'm saying is, folks, share it with somebody that if you don't hit, they're going to hold you accountable. They're going to ask you about it. See, some of you are scared to do that because it's really not a goal. It's just, I'll try. Nope, it's not a goal. See, you don't have all these priorities in place, okay? Write it down clearly and precisely. Understand it. Share it with somebody that cares enough to hold you accountable. Read them out loud twice daily. I don't know how many of you, if I read something to myself, I think I'm the best reader in the world. But if I read it out loud, I stumble and fumble and jump around. Folks, read it out loud. Hear it with your own ears. Believe it. See it. Taste it. Smell it. Feel it. It's yours. It's real. Okay? Once before you go to bed and once when you get up. Now, we got all of that behind us, the passion, the commitment, the coachability, the goals, everything's in place. So how do we put this into closing sales? For me, there's 3 key points that I'm going to cover, and I'm going to shut it down with that, okay? And I'm going to turn around and look and see if it's any major questions on the computer here, and I don't see any, so that means I'm doing an awful good job or an awful bad job, and we never know which. But bottom line, folks, 3 key points to closing 100%. After you get